All right. Thank you for coming to another round of Teen Talk with our wonderful, beautiful, smart, intelligent teens that we have here today. We have our facilitator, as always, facilitator extraordinaire, Alyssa, and followed by Cameron and Bradshaw and Jalen and Sarah. So today, the teens are going to be talking about education and their positions around being Black in the country and what it means to be a Black student in the education system. So I hope you get the opportunity to listen in while they give you their opinions and make sure that you pass this information on to other people so that we all get to hear what our beautiful teens and our future have to say about what's happening in their world. So thank you, and I'll give it over to you, Alyssa.
Okay, so we're going to jump right into the questions. So the first question I'm going to start with is, in your opinion, is there a difference between the way that Black students and white students are disciplined by teachers and administrators at school? And then provide an example if you have one.
At my school, I feel that there is. There are a lot of things that white students get away with that Black students don't. I feel like they are more harshly punished for misdemeanors than white students are. We have this thing called the Honor Council at my school, where students have to come before the Honor Council and talk about what they did wrong and how they'll do better with the Honor Council. And it's more often that Black girls would be there for things like being late to school or being out of uniform. And you'd never see any white girls there for being late. You'd only see them there if they did something that was like really bad.
Anyone else have anything to add?
I think Black students are, just like Cameron said, I think Black students are punished a lot more harshly because if a white kid from my school was playing or like running in the hallways, opposed to me running in the hallways, they would probably just get stopped and told not to do it again, and I would probably get sent to the dean or to the principals.
I agree with my school. Not that they should be walking out anyways, but if like a white student just walked out the classroom, the teacher just let them go and deal with it later. Then if it was a Black student, they would literally call security to come keep them in class because they kept trying to leave.
I agree with Farah that white people walk out of class sometimes and they won't get in trouble most of the time. And my school is mostly majority Black, so that the teachers letting them do that and they don't get in trouble, it doesn't really make sense, because Black people, when they do it, they always get in trouble. They either get like suspended, they get expelled sometimes, and it's just crazy.
Yeah. So what were your thoughts and feelings about like the differences? Like you guys all gave me examples. So like what was your thoughts around that? And like did you guys do anything to like did you guys advocate for the Black students?
Usually whenever I try to, I get in trouble for trying to, because the teachers want to hear something and I'm not saying what they want to hear.
I feel like at school the white students are always, like, they always assume that they had another reason for doing what they did, whereas the black students, they feel that they did it to be, to break the rules. They did it because they wanted to step out of line, where with the white students, it's like, oh, well, they must have left class because they realized they needed something from their locker, or they must have really had to use the bathroom, or they must have been super stressed out and had to leave, where the black students is just, oh, they left class because they don't like class and they like being disrespectful and disobedient.
Yeah.
I agree with Cameron that most times when white students get in trouble, they usually have a bunch of excuses and they always get out of it. And besides, when black students, they don't get to say anything. They just get straight into trouble.
Farrah?
I feel like in my school, they don't even really get in trouble. They just leave it at whatever. Like, they'll say that they're gonna call their parents or whatever. That never happens. They just leave them be. But for the black students, they will literally call their mom or dad in the class, have them on speaker, and actually talk to them.
Yeah. Okay. When thinking about black education, where do you get most of your education from? So talking about, like, do you guys know what the African diaspora is? So, like, it's basically connecting African Americans to Africa and, like, their ancestors in Africa. That's what the African diaspora is. Where do you get most of your African American or black education from?
Social media.
Usually it's more so at home. I don't really get it at school, showing that most of my teachers are Caucasian.
I get most of my black education at school. Because like I said earlier, that most of my school is majority black, and that's including the teachers too.
For me, it's at home and in my history class, although we had a white teacher, she still went in depth with the African history and how everything really started.
So black history is taught in schools, but do you guys think that, like, they're telling us everything, or that some things are corrupt? And then if so, like, if you think that things are corrupt, what do you think is corrupt? And then how do you, like, go on to researching about it?
I feel like, I don't know if corrupt is it, but I feel like it's very shielded, because I feel like they teach us that after the civil rights movement, racism was solved.
Yeah.
That after the civil rights movement, racism was solved, and that Martin Luther King single-handedly fixed racism after Rosa Parks sat down on a bus, and then he got shot, and that was it. That's all they teach us. They teach us the same people over and over again, year after year, and they don't really get in depth about what really happened. They just kind of say, this was a person that was there, racism was solved.
Yeah.
I feel like their perspective is really one-sided. Like, they usually, in like the textbooks and when we're learning in classes, they usually use the perspective of the white person in the story, or the person with the higher, like, I don't know how to explain it, but like, basically not the minority gets the largest perspective, so it's usually one-sided, so you don't really get both sides of the story.
I agree with Cameron, and also it's like they teach us like one part and then the other part, like how Malcolm X was like dangerous, not dangerous, but he was fighting like more physically, and Martin Luther King was fighting like with his voice.
I think most of the things in school I learn about Black history is usually the same thing. And I learned most of my Black history from a movie I watched with my mom and dad. It was called The 13, I'm pretty sure. We watched that movie. I learned a lot of stuff that was messed up about how white people try to use jail as a place to put Black people in, because they'll jail any person that was doing wrong. So they'll jail people that are loitering, anyone had a little bit of drugs in it, anyone that was doing anything suspicious or bad, they'll put them in jail. Besides with white people, they wouldn't do that. They'll give them many warnings, and they won't let them. They'll keep giving them warnings, and they won't put them in jail if they did something really bad.
Yeah. So talking about jail and education, have you guys heard of the school to prison pipeline? Has everyone heard of that?
No.
So basically, the school to prison pipeline is enforced in schools, in many schools, and you might recognize the no tolerance rules. Do you know that? Like, it's either you have 3 strikes and you're like expelled, or you get suspended, stuff like that. Have you heard of that? So the school to prison pipeline basically is saying that in schools, if a student is usually expelled, if they get expelled or suspended a lot, or they have poor behavior in schools, that they'll most likely end up in prison. So after me explaining that, what are you guys' thoughts and beliefs around that?
I feel like as like a child, you're just kind of dooming them by just assuming that fate of going to prison, because like a child, like you don't really know what their home life is like. So if they don't get the positive reinforcements at home, and their parents just send them to school, and then at school they take one look at them and then they say, oh yeah, this child's gonna go to prison when they grow up, and just don't try with that child, then that's really not helping anyone. And you're just, because that child's not getting any positive reinforcement anywhere in their life. And I feel like if the school really did try to rehabilitate help those children so that they didn't go down that path, instead of just kind of handing them off to the prison system, it would be better.
Does anyone have a thought around it?
I agree with Cameron. I feel like they may not really show it, obviously, because they don't want you to actually know, but I feel like their goal is to keep like the Black community down and like in lower income, so nobody really rises up to the top and like nobody is successful, so they can keep putting everybody in like bad situations and not really trying to help on purpose.
Jalen, do you have a thought around it?
My thought around it is that most kids can be changed through good teaching and good parenting, and that you can't just choose who goes to prison, who goes to not. You can't just make up a kid's life just because they did something bad or did something wrong.
You guys have really good points. Bratcher, do you have anything? Do you have a thought around it? Okay. Do you feel that Black culture is celebrated or punished in classrooms, and then why?
I don't think it's really either. Like, it's not really celebrated. They just don't try to, like, teach it as much as they teach us about, like, the pilgrims and old stuff like that.
Yeah, I agree with that, really, either, because it's not punished, because if it was punished, then people would call them out on it. So now they just kind of ignore it as if it doesn't exist. And we just kind of move on and don't ever really talk about it.
Well, do you think the punishment, like, do you think that ignoring the culture is punishment?
When you say punishment, I'm thinking like stopping children, like from like punishing children for celebrating their Black culture. But at my school, I go to a primarily white institution. So at my school, the few Black girls up there were just trying to fit in. So I don't think they will mention our Black culture as much, because we know it makes some girls uncomfortable and we're trying to fit in.
Yeah, but then there's also things like wearing do-rags, which is considered Black culture, or certain hairstyles, natural hairstyles, braided hairstyle, twisted hairstyles that that we see on like social media, that people are like getting, you know, in trouble for wearing those, or like maybe because Black girls are often shaped different than whiter girls, the dress codes and it's easier to break the dress codes and the uniforms. So do you think that may be punishment?
Actually, yeah, that does remind me. I've heard many girls talk about their experiences with the dress code at my school. Because at my school, we have polos and skirts that we have to wear. But I've seen the hypersexualization from male teachers and their uniforms. And I remember when I was little, I got in trouble because my hair was too big, and I had to, because it was distracting the other students. So I wasn't allowed to wear my hair out like this anymore when I was little. So I think they find, instead of fixing the other students' reactions to me, they expect me to change.
I agree with Cameron. At my school, and like when we were still in sixth grade, our dress code was really strict. And then the girls and we all started protesting more, so now it's more relaxed. But there's been cases that the white girls would wear like really high crop tops and like really short shorts. And then the minute a Black girl comes in with just short shorts and then a regular shirt, she's dress coded. Or like if her shirt is cut too high, they literally give you a sweatshirt, or like tell you to call your parents to come pick you up and change it to something else, even though the white girls or literally any other race will come in wearing that and nothing will be said to them.
I feel like it's more sexualized, because like the guys at my school, they don't necessarily get dress coded. Like the guys and the white females at my school, they don't necessarily get dress coded as much as the Black females. I think it's just targeting the Black females because they're like, I don't know how to explain it.
Are you saying that you think that the dress codes are sexualized, like they're for certain like genders?
Or they're more enforced for African-American females.
Yeah. Jalen, do you have a thought around this?
No, I don't really have a thought about this.
Okay, we'll move on to the next question. if you were a principal for a day, what changes would you implement to make Black students feel more celebrated or understood while learning?
At my school, or my middle school, we have a Black principal, so I feel like that we're already pretty like thought about and well cared about, because even like in art class, we'll watch documentaries on Black lives and stuff. So I feel like, at least at my school, they're doing pretty good at like awareness and still caring about the Black community. So I don't think we really have an issue.
At my school, we also have a Black principal, but I do feel that change the lessons to make the white students more comfortable with listening to them. Like I would, if I was principal for a day, I would make the white students uncomfortable, I guess. Like tell them what happened, because most of them really think that slavery was not that bad of a deal, that people are just complaining about it because the schools won't teach it to them because they don't want them to feel bad. So I would make them feel bad, because I think it'd be beneficial to them if they really found out what happened.
I agree with Cameron. I think if I was principal for the day, I would like put the white kids in our shoes and like make them see how it feels to be a Black student in that school.
In my school, my principal is Black. So most things have changed. A lot of things have changed about what to wear, the dress code, what color shirt to wear on each class. But now that if I was the principal, I would change some things, like if white kids leave out, they have to get in trouble too, like Black kids, and how there should be equal rights on each and every kid in the school. It doesn't matter what race they are and what color they are.
Cameron and Bradshaw, you guys were talking about how you guys would make the white kids, like you guys would put the white kids in Black students' shoes, or like make them feel uncomfortable, like teaching them about our history and making them. What exactly would you guys teach them and show them?
I would teach them that that there were riots during the civil rights movement, because at my school they only teach that there were peaceful protests. And I would teach them about all the people other than Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks that helped during the civil rights movement. I would try to teach them more accurately what happened during that time.
I meant by putting them in our shoes, like I would show them how we're treated on a day-to-day basis, like our punishments, I would show them how we're punished differently than how they are, and maybe they might try to make a difference.
Okay. Tell us about a time where you felt like you were treated unfairly at school because of the color of your skin.
There was one time in my chemistry class, and like there was this kid, his name was Leo. He was a white kid with blonde hair and blue eyes, and he was like tapping his pencil hard, and like And I did it like once or twice and I got in trouble for it and I got sent to the dean.
Anyone else?
Okay. I was in seventh grade, my math class, and we had a really like chill teacher, and we all did our work. So we had assigned seats, but we would usually sit wherever we felt like. So I was just sitting wherever I wanted to, just like the rest of the class. And then the teacher comes up to me and tells me that I have to go back to my assigned seat. And I will ask why, because like everybody wasn't sitting in assigned seats. And then he said, because if you go, then everybody else will fall. I was like, no. And obviously they wouldn't. So I was really confused, like why was, because everybody wasn't sitting in their seat. And there's people closer to him that he could have told to go to the seat, but he decided to tell me instead. And I was the only Black girl of my class. I wasn't the only Black person, but I was only the Black female. So I felt like I was treated unfairly when the whole class did the same thing I did. And I'm pretty good as a student, so I do what I'm supposed to do. I do my work. I don't be disrespectful. I don't talk loudly in class. Like, I feel like I was a really good kid. So for him to try to make me move my seat when everybody else was doing that, I felt like it was really unfair.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not 100% sure that this was about, that this happened because of my race, but I think it did, because at my school, before they allow you to go to the next grade, all of your math and science teachers come together and they'll talk about your grades and they'll decide if you're either going to honors or if you're going to go to regular courses. And my math teacher, I was in honors algebra in eighth grade, and then my math teacher said she was going to move me to regular geometry because she wasn't confident enough in my math. She said that I was not confident enough in my math skills. And then I thought that it was something that I had done, like maybe I didn't speak up enough in class, or maybe my grades weren't high enough, even though I did have all A's in that class. But then later, when I was scrolling through Instagram and I found a page created by a girl, an alumni from my school called Black at Holton, which is my school, talking about, there was different girls speaking up about their experiences with racism at the school. And another girl mentioned about how teachers would tell her that she wasn't confident enough in her skills in order to move her out of honors classes. So that made me realize that this had nothing to do with me and had everything to do with the teacher.
Yeah.
I haven't really had anything racially happen to me, but I have something racially happened to my friend where he got an argument with someone else in science class over experiment. And then after that, they both got in trouble, of course, and the white kid got off scot-free. He didn't get anything. He didn't even get in trouble. But the Black kid got suspended because he apparently provoked the fight or provoked the argument.
In cases like Cameron, this is directed towards you. Do you think that the principal, because you said you had a Black principal, do you think that the principal, like, thought about race when, like, do you think the principal thought about race when, the problem was set, like when it was talked about?
I didn't really actually go to my principal about it, because the whole realization happened about like last week, maybe 2 weeks ago. And then So I haven't gone to my principal about it because I'm really trying to make sure right now that it was all just the teacher and not something like that I did. Because I, even though I know that I am smart enough to be in the honor geometry class, I feel like if I go up to the teachers and I say, this teacher racially profiled me and put me in this class, and then they put me back in honors and I don't succeed, then that'll look bad on my part. So I'm not gonna say anything about it.
Okay. I'll move on to the next question. In knowing there are times in which you may, been treated unfairly in school, how do you want teachers and parents to respond to better support you and remind you that you are loved and valued?
Well, I don't really have a way to like say that, but usually I would just go to like the dean's office because both, like all three of the deans were Black, and like we were really cool and we could like just talk, and I could go there when I need a reflection period or when like the teachers or the class is stressing me out a lot.
I just want my parents and teachers to be respectful of how I want to proceed with the situation, because I know my mom asked me if I wanted to go and talk to somebody and try to get moved, and then she was really respectful with how I chose to go forward with it and decided to stay in the class that I'm in. And I just rather like you just not try to force me to take action or not try to stop me from taking action. Just allow me to do what I would like to do. And also, if you do have information that could help me make better decisions, tell me. Because I'm a kid and I don't know everything.
Yeah.
At my school, I feel like the deans and my parents understand well, because there's one incident where the African substitute teacher thought I was going to leave the class and not return because I need to grab my graphing calculator for my worksheet, and then she wouldn't let me leave because she said that you're just going to leave for 30 minutes and not come back, or like I was going to go get my phone and I was just getting my calculator. But I told my mom about it, and I told the dean about it, and they made good steps to try to go forward. But then I was like, I'm going to just leave it be for right now. But they do good with taking action and trying to help me out.
I agree with Farah that if something gets either problematic, that my parents would help me, even though they're not supposed to sometimes. So I really like them because they know that even if something, if I get in trouble and it's not really my fault, they'll usually shorten the punishment so they know that it sometimes is not my fault and sometimes that I just need to take some time and just stay away from people.
That's it. So that's all of the questions. Thank you guys for participating and answering questions.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Alyssa, thank you for facilitating the talk today. I really appreciate it. Of course, always hearing what you guys had to say and listening in the background and nodding my head and cheering you guys on. I recognize that the education system has many flaws, right? And one of them happens to be related to how children who are like you, who look like you, who talk like you, who live like you are treated. So I appreciate the fact that you guys shared your thoughts, shared your opinions, shared your resources, and hopefully they'll be able to hear this information and make some changes because of it. As always, for those that are watching and listening, thank you for coming in and participating with us today for listening to what these wonderful teens have to say. And we look forward to being able to give you more to listen to and more to think about in just a couple weeks as well. So thank you, Cameron and Jalen, Farah Bradshaw, and Alyssa. Thank you so much for being here. And I'll see y'all in a couple weeks.
Bye.